Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And each week I find someone of interest to talk about it with. Brace yourself, you these. I can't even get this sentence out. This week's guest is a comedian, television presenter, and radio host, and Star Wars virgin, Josh Earl.
Hello. Can I just say, your cat, Jerry, is very polite then. He was sitting on my lap the entire time I've been here. And as soon as you start doing the podcast, he just gets up, goes, all right, I better let Dad do his job, and just walks away.
All right. Subtext, that's Josh trying to suck up to me.
No, okay.
Because he's never seen Star Wars.
I've never seen, dear listener, I have never seen the film Star Wars in its entirety. It's been on TV. I flicked over, watched a little bit, never sat down and watched the whole thing. It has just passed me by. Of course, I know pretty much the entire plot, I'm sure, just from watching one, the film Spaceballs. No, I have seen something in the canon though. I've seen is Caravan of Courage, is that part of the Star Wars?
That's an Ewok adventure.
There you go. I've seen that.
It's actually not in the canon anymore.
All right. Oh, okay.
But it was for a moment. So you do know why I've got a fluffy Persian cat then.
I know that. Yeah. I know that much.
You're the host of The Breakfasters on Triple R. And we did a little segment this morning.
We did, because I'd brought it up on the show with my co-host Steve and Alicia that I'd never seen the film Star Wars. And Alicia, like you, is a massive Star Wars fan. Not as much as you, but she's a big Star Wars fan. And so she just could not believe it. So I thought, why not get the biggest Star Wars fan I know to come on the show?
Very cool. Did they find out because of that comment I left on your page?
I can't remember what... What it was, I think I brought it up, and our producer's a big fan of the podcast, the Green Guide Letters podcast.
Because Josh posted a photo of his lovely two sons hugging, and everyone's writing, oh, nice. And then I came along and said, they're holding each other because Daddy hasn't seen Star Wars.
Yes, no, but I think I'd floated in the meeting before that, and then I think that put it in my head, and we locked it down.
And we did it. So let's go to the clip.
You are listening to Triple R, and this is The Skill Set, and we have another guest on the show for The Skill Set, and that is, according to his bio, comedian, podcaster, green guide, letter lover, Star Wars fanatic, and cat guy. And that is, of course, Steel Saunders. Welcome to Triple R.
What a catch I sound like.
I like at least one of those things. Yeah. And you like at least one of those things, Alicia.
I like at least cats. One of those things.
You like Star Wars.
I love Star Wars.
You must love the new Wilco album still, because it's called Star Wars, got a cat on the cover.
I'm not that familiar with Wilco, but I am a huge fan. Yeah.
So, of course, we know you from your podcast for The Green Guide and talking about the letters on that. But Steel Wars, tell us about that.
Well, I'm a lifelong Star Wars fan. I'm there.
Bless you.
Thank you. And bless you
too. The Force is strong with you.
Oh, the Force is so strong with me. No, that's how I got to Fitzroy at this hour. Each week we talk about on the Steel Wars podcast, sort of like the spirit of Star Wars. It's kind of like Mark Maron's WTF for Star Wars fans.
No. Oh,
and in recording the other podcast I do, I Love Green Guide Letters, a couple of years ago, we had Josh Earl on, young Joshua Earl, yes, with Charlie Pickering. And I've got a wall of Star Wars toys in my house. And Josh.
Oh, my God. Can I come over?
You can come
Thank
over. And Josh remarked that he'd never seen Star Wars before.
Which I've brought up on here as well. Mm-hmm. People cannot believe that I've never seen the film Star Wars. And in your house is like a boy's dream in terms of it's just Star Wars figurines and skateboards all over the house.
And skateboards too. Have you got a Pal Peralta?
I do have a couple of Pal Peraltas.
Yes, excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, so we've got.
I don't even know what that means.
Shush.
It's a bit nerdy. You've gone deep Star Wars.
So I've never seen Star Wars. You've asked me to come on your podcast and I can't come on because I've never seen it. So it'd just be me talking about, okay, so yeah, I've seen a bunch of comedians talk about it. So I kind of feel I know the entire plot line of Star Wars just from either comedians talking about it or Family Guy or Simpsons references.
But what manner of child abuse did your parents put you through that you've never seen Star Wars?
Well, I never showed an interest in watching it as well. I'd never seen Mary Poppins as well.
Oh, who cares about Mary Poppins? She's got an umbrella. Done it!
Until you know the love of the Millennium Falcon, you do not know love.
You've missed out on so much. Like, Harrison Ford appeared in the new trailer, and that made me, after 30 years of loving Star Wars, tear up. What have you got to tear up about? The birth of your children? Getting fired by the ABC? That's it! I can watch a trailer.
I must say, I didn't cry when I got fired. But I can say, because you camped out when Comic-Con was in town and they had the panel of who was out here talking about it?
Okay, no, that was the Comic-Con in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
So this is the big San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah. And we did have to sleep out the night before to see the panel. We had no idea who was going to be on it. And we ended up getting treated to pretty much the whole new cast. Then Carrie Fisher comes out.
Oh, get out.
Then Mark Hamill comes out.
No way.
Then Harrison Ford makes his return to Star Wars, pashes Carrie Fisher on the lips, jokes to Mark Hamill how he stole his girlfriend. Then they joke about incest in the Skywalker family. Brothers kiss sisters in Star Wars. You're from Tasmania. This is right up your alley.
I should be knowing this. I do know that, though. I know that part of it. So when that's in the film, I'm going to be like, oh, I already know this.
When that's announced.
When that's announced in the film. All right, coming up, people.
I remember an episode of The Simpsons where they spoiled Empire Strikes Back. But there are Triple R listeners out there who perhaps aren't as passionate as we are still. Mm-hmm. So how do you sell them on the Star Wars?
I know. This is what we're gonna show Josh, the Star Wars, the original one, today.
Yeah. And let me tell you how you sell Star Wars. Don't watch from episode one. That's how you sell Star Wars.
You start with four.
Well, someone's tweeted through, Tim Fox has tweeted through, just these numbers. This meant nothing to me.
Something to me.
I think I've cracked the code, so it just said 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 6.
I don't know.
So is that the way you would watch it still?
Yeah, that's how it's suggested. That's called the machete order, and that's the most.
Yeah.
But people say episode one, but everyone's got their downside. If you get introduced to a hot girl, you don't go, oh, she once had diarrhea. You just focus on the hot points, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
How's that analogy treating everyone at breakfast?
And the last sort of moments of episode three, there's chills because it connects the past and the present together and it's just beautiful.
Episode three was the best of the new ones, I thought. Yeah.
Arguably, and I agree. And that was very, I remember being very solemn coming out of the cinema at 2:30 in the morning because it ended on a downbeat. And also it was, in my mind, the last time I'd ever go to a Star Wars premiere.
Yeah.
But 2:30 in the morning.
But here we are.
Did you fall asleep at the 9 o'clock session? Well, I better leave.
They did at midnight. No, they aired them at midnight.
I remember that. Yeah,
they show them at midnight so we can get in on that first second. And because
you didn't dress up, did you?
No, right. And because we're in Australia, we actually get the film a day and a half before America, which is previously with Star Wars films, we'd have to wait, weeks, or in the original in 1977, we had to wait 6 months. Not that I was old enough to count down.
So which was better, watching the film or beating the Americans?
We'll go with the film. I'll hold back my unbridled racism there.
Because on Steel Wars, the podcast, you've had some amazing guests on there as well. You've had Angus Truscott, who was an intern on the set of episode two.
Yeah.
So what kind of bon mots did he drop? Did he have some insider goss?
Well, I try to find the stories in Star Wars, and Angus was... he was 16 years old. He somehow wrangled to do work experience on the set of episode 2. And if you let a 16-year-old boy onto a Star Wars set, bad things will happen. And bad things did happen. And he befriended George Lucas's son. He may have found out a way to see Natalie Portman in a slightly amount of undress.
Okay.
And things may have gone missing from the set. So it is actually, that is an awesome episode because it's just like letting Bart Simpson on the set. But we've talked to like guys like Darren Hayes from Savage Garden.
Yes.
And his story is pretty amazing because he started as a, you know, in Brisbane, quite a poor kid growing up in like a trailer park pretty much, and then becoming a, you know, selling 30 million albums. And I'm sure we're going to go to a track of his after this on Triple R. But it's crazy. He's now in LA where I caught up with him, and he, you know, he's got this UV glass case with every figure in its package, and he's got a video game. So it's very, it's funny to see how he's wisely, inverted commas, spent his millions of dollars. And, you know, people like, you know, Paul Dempsey, and then comedians like Ronnie Chang, who's just off to America to become the most famous person we know, Josh.
It's amazing how many people are claiming Ronnie Chang as their own. Like, oh, yes, our Ronnie Chang. Like,
do you know what? You've got some amazing people on your podcast, but I'm noticing something huge. There's no women here. And can I be the first to come on?
We've had
women yet.
Yeah, we've had Clem Bastel came on. She's a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
My fiance Jacqueline is on a fair bit, but she just doesn't make the flyer.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Jacqueline Howe, in brackets, steals fiance. It doesn't get the clicks.
But it's so completely within the realm of Star Wars. It's so fantastic that you're doing this.
Now, can we just discuss Jar Jar Binks? Where do you stand? Because most people hate him. They think he's annoying. I've yet to find someone who thinks he's great. Have we found
kids
someone?
Kids do.
Yeah, kids should be seen, not heard. He's the black sheep of our Star Wars family.
I just reckon if you should have just given him a bit more time, probably would have got more used to him. No. You know, these new characters come in, new cast members come in, just give him a bit more time.
And outcries of racism too, maybe for a reason.
Well, he's that guy when Itchy and Scratchy got that new character.
Yeah.
He's with the sunglasses, just like, need to rastify it.
So I'm going to leave this show today and go to your house and I'm going to watch it, and then we're going to have a follow-up. So we're going to record a little bit. Still, you're off to America, so you can't come back in. But we're going to have a follow-up. And my reaction to watching Star Wars.
Yeah, it's very interesting because we've had 30 years to build up. Like, I've grown up with it. I have such a emotional attachment to, like, just to see Han Solo again. Like, I there has not been a new trailer or a teaser that I haven't wept at.
Yeah.
And so I've got this. And I think that it just reminds me of fun and being a kid. So it's going to be very interesting, a cynical Triple R host coming on to see my favourite film.
Are you nervous that I'm not going to like it? And you're going to be sitting next to me and I'm just going to be
Your friendship
cringing?
Will end, bro.
You're not that important to me, Josh. Yeah.
Here's the tip, Josh. Pretend.
Yeah, okay.
You can't fake love.
I think that you will because it's even retro 70s. It's got that cool going on now.
If you
well
don't
as
hear
a
TIE fighter and start getting a bit emotional, I just think there's something wrong with you.
Right. Probably don't go down any of those particular routes. So just enjoy it for the film.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/steelwars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.